So if you'd like to just introduce the Waterlooese Theatre and tell us a bit about the background.
Well, Waterlooese Theatre is situated in between Brad Street and Wooden Street, which is obviously in the heart of Waterloo, and directly underneath Waterlooese Station's platform. And we've been developing this arch for the last since March to get it up and running as a theatre. It'll be hopefully around about 120-seater theatre, which will have a variety of theatre, cabaret, comedy, music nights, and any sort of other entertainment that we can have here.
And when can people expect the theatre to be up and running?
We're going to do some test stuff over the summer, but the actual launch will be from September. We have a programme which we're putting together now for the launch in September, and that will be a variety of plays and musicals. It'll take us right through until January 2011. But over the summer, we are going to be testing the space out, so we will be doing some small things which will be advertised, and hopefully some public will come along and have a look.
Now, every day, hundreds of people stream past Brad Street on their way to and from Waterloo Station. What kind of feedback have you had from people who've knocked on the door, or pressed their noses to the window to see what's going on so far?
Well, they've all been very curious, but also been very supportive, especially for the locals walking past, but even the commuters going past. And I think what's happened since we had the banners put on the door is that the mailing list has already got over 600 people on the mailing list from just one page, which is out there. And there's been no advertising, nothing done. And I'm assuming a lot of that has come from people walking past as commuters and whatever. But the locals have been quite sweet. They have been knocking on the door and having wanted to come in and have a look, and which has been great, you know, because they're very curious what's going to be here. So,
and why do you think Waterloo is a particularly good place for this kind of venture?
Because I think it's becoming a bit of a new cultural quarter. I mean, we've got the Old Vic, we've got the Young Vic, you've got the other theatres like the Union and everything. But I think there is a whole new cultural environment happening in Waterloo. And I think this, because of the people who live here, they are very creative and very cultural aware of what's going on in the entertainment world, I think.
Now, it's been a fairly tough time for the arts recently, and it's not likely to get much easier anytime soon. Are people expressed any surprise that you're embarking on something like this now, or do you think, obviously you do think that it's a good time for such an adventure?
In answer to your question, everybody thinks I'm really mad. They're saying, why are you doing it in this current climate? And then you say, well, why not? What other climate can you do it in? People still have to be entertained, or they still want a bit of enjoyment. And hopefully we can offer that enjoyment for a much cheaper price than them going into the West End. So yes, it is a bit of a crazy time, but it's like in any business venture, when is the right time to do something? You know, there is a market for people for theatre and stuff like that, and people want to see. I mean, that's what's happening in the West End. People are still buying tickets to go and see shows, even though we're in the worst recession ever, you know. So.
And finally, just tell us a bit about your professional background.
Whoa, how long have you got? I mean, I've been performing since I was 7 and a half. I've been all over the world travelling and performed in the West End, on television and films. I sort of stopped performing around about 1990 when I embarked on producing shows, and I've produced very successfully for the past nearly 20 years. So I've been a performer, I've been a producer, now I'm a theatre owner, which I think was quite a nice sort of journey, really.